Welcome back here on Radio on the Go. We're joined by the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, as the Tigers have advanced to their first Class 1A semifinal in program history as they take on West Lyon coming up on Friday. And coach, let's begin with your semifinal win on your home field last week over number 5 Trainer, a thrilling win, 27-14. Your thoughts on just that accomplishment to come out and get that win to advance to this semifinal?
Yeah, super proud of the kids. It was just a gutsy effort, I thought, the entire night. Trainer had a really nice team. We kind of knew that coming in, that it was going to be a dogfight, and I thought our kids just showed guts all night long and just kept fighting, kept clawing, ups and downs all night long, goods, bads. All of a sudden, kind of thought we had it in hand, and then boom, they fired right back, and just a great ending to get a touchdown to kind of seal the end of the game there with Sam Benson with a one-handed catch, and then just our defense, carrying us all year long with 5 turnovers, and just did a great job all night of slowing them down, getting the turnovers, putting them in some bad spots, and just great overall victory for our program. Great accomplishment for this group of kids that have really worked hard to take this program to this level now where we're at the Dome. So super happy for them and proud of them for that. But we're not content. And I think our kids are really feel that way. And we want to really show that we can be one of the best teams in the state by how we play at the Dome.
That defensive performance was very impressive. 5 turnovers against a top 5 offense in the state. What the defensive coaches were seeing, and what your players were seeing to get those 5 turnovers and finish the way they did.
Just a great job of our guys. Really, just knowing the game plan. A couple of those interceptions were just guys being at the right spot, the right time, kind of knowing knowing what was coming, having an idea what was coming. Started off the game, second play of the game, Josh Spindler gets a pick right off the bat. So that was a huge play. Just to kind of turn momentum, I think kind of put, razzled them a little bit. And then Sam Benson with another nice interception towards the end of the game on a 4th down play. And the other ones were just being scrappy and feisty and poking balls out and guys getting held up and punching that ball out. Jake Ballvance had a really nice play that way. And then the other two were just kind of a mosh pit of guys that were in there to get the ball. So just a great, like I said, overall job of our guys just fighting and clawing. We knew it was just going to take that kind of effort all night long for our defense to hold up and give us a win.
One of the other things that's impressed me about your team all season long has been the balance offensively, and that was showcased in your semifinal as well. Got the ground game going with Cam Adams and Manning Fonts, and then were able to get the pass game going, that connection between Peyton Welch and Sam Benson, and just kept the ball moving. How you hope that continues as you enter your biggest game of the season yet, headed to the semifinals?
Yeah, a big thing I've really been, an activist for in our program is just that we've got to be balanced, and we can't be one-dimensional, and that's something we've really pushed every year and just have gotten better and better with it over the last few years, but had some years there where we were just, good at one of the two. That was about it. But I think it's such a huge deal at this time of year that you got to be good at both, and you never know what conditions you're going to get. We had a lot of wind on Friday, made it tough sledding to throw it, so all of a sudden, we needed to be able to run a lot more, be able to control the game with the clock that way, that whole package. So it's just huge deal that we can do both. It's a huge deal to have, great player like Peyton, the quarterback, that's really good at run and pass both. And then you also have great running back in Cam Ammons, like you said, Gavin Starr, Manning Fonts, and then a great receiving corps, Sam Benson being that leader. But you got Casey Williams and Jake Ballvance, Josh Spindler, and that whole group too that do a great job. So it just takes a full team. And that's what we've shown, I think, here in the playoffs, and it'll be the exact same thing. I think in the Dome, we'll have to show that we're a full team, play as a full team to be able to match up with them, because they have a full team. And that's when, I think, when you get to the Dome, you're not going to see many teams that are very one-dimensional, and that's the case right now.
Your thoughts on who you'll be facing in this Class 1A semifinal, a brand-new opponent for this team, taking on number 1 West Lyon?
huge challenge. They have the number one ranking, have had it all year, won Class 2A last year, and they have it for good rate. Done a great job all year. Like I said, they're kind of the team that I want to be. They got a good defense. They got run, pass on offense, good special teams, use their playmakers well. We're a mirror of each other in that sense, other than I think they just have a lot more experience at the Dome. And we're going to have to try and, you know, close that gap pretty quickly to be able to play with them. So nothing but respect for their program. Got a great program, but we've got to really come play A-plus football all night long to be able to hang with them and do all the things we've been doing all year of being very versatile and then being really good on defense and special teams.
How prep has gone with practices here this week, getting ready for a matchup like this?
Gone really well. I feel like our guys got a good grasp and a nice transition. Is they run a lot of the similar defense. West Lyon runs a similar defense to Trainer, so that's a huge help there, you know, preparation wise. And then offensively, same thing. They run a ton of the same stuff we run, so or we've seen all year, I guess. So it's really not a huge difference that way either. So just a good, you know, a good scouting report in a way that we don't have to do a ton of different things. But definitely have had. You know, throw some wrinkles and things in there that we just can't do to try and get ready for them.
Your message to your team as you are achieving a dream playing in this semifinal, but certainly hungry to enjoy these moments into next week as well.
Definitely our message has been all year long, just going 1-0, and it's no different now. That's got to be our goal. It's just focus strictly on this game, not worried about the next, move past the past game, and then just really focus on doing our best job of playing our best football this game and leave it on the field. I think our guys have done that the last few weeks really well, of just really focusing on what's their job, what's the team need, and then I'm going to leave my entire, you know, everything I have on the field every game, and they've done a good job of that.
The support from Tiger Nation, doing a program first, making it to this stage of the postseason, playing in the semifinals.
Huge thank you to our support group of just fans, family, community people, school. It's just been awesome this week. Has been amazing already, just all the support we've had, all the different people pumping in for buses and tickets and you name it. It's just been amazing. So a huge thank you to all the people that are doing that. We feel that support, and we want to give them a great showing in the Dome Friday for that reason.
From your experience, Coach, is there a difference between playing on natural surface all year and then having this quick adjustment to play on a turf and indoors here in the semifinals?
I don't think a huge change. I mean, I think it'll be a little different just being indoors more than the turf will be. You know, you're taking out all the factors of wind and all that stuff. We've been in a lot of kind of weird weather games through the last few weeks of cold and wind and you name it. But I think the biggest change will just be being indoors, maybe a little warmer temperature than we're used to, and also just, you know, just kind of getting over that awe factor of you're inside there, big crowd, a lot of factors going on. You got to really be able to just focus in and do your job still, even with all that going on.
Keys to the game, Coach, as you take on West Lyon here in this semifinal.
Just play our style of football. I don't think it's going to be anything special. We just got to play our style of football, do our job the best, and just leave it on the field. There's really no big secret potion at this point. They have a pretty good idea we're going to run. We know what they're going to run. It's who does it the best, and that's kind of where we're at.
Final thoughts, Coach, is this Tiger football program continues to put these four communities on the map in Class 1A football and gets a chance to really showcase what South Hardin can do here on the biggest stage possible playing in the state semifinals.
Super proud of our group, super proud of our whole school and community for getting to this point. We're just appreciative of it. And I want to go put a good show on for our entire fan base and our school. And I appreciate all the support you guys have given us by covering us and everyone else out there. I'm really looking forward to a great day of football and a great, you know, milestone for our program.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us. Best of luck to you and the Tigers as you take on West Lyon here in a Class 1A semifinal on Friday.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, for joining us here on Radio on the Go.